Welcome to a new episode on the podcast channel Joy of Weightlessness. This is Özgür, General Manager of Joyali Being. Today, we have Andreas Tutto from Italy, a highly skilled technology master trainer and skill athletic coach. He also holds a master's degree in sports science and techniques. Welcome, Andrea.
Thank you for having me.
Great to have you. How was overall impression about the Maldives and the property?
Well, first, it's amazing. Amazing place, it's a paradise. Everybody knows about Maldives, but being here is really, really good. And Joyali Being is an amazing resort with the greatest fitness center. So thank you so much again.
No, great to have you. Great to have you. As you know now, with Joyali Being is the only well-being island in the Maldives. And we have a very great collaboration with the Tedbergh Gym. And we are very fortunate to have you also with us for a while, as well as supporting the team and really guiding our guests. Andrea, there are lots of questions about fitness.
Right.
The fitness has been there for ages. Then it was a health club before, then the spa, then wellness, now well-being, and lots of developments and technology moments and innovation at the moment, especially when we talk about fitness. Fitness is a term widely used, right? And what do you believe fitness is?
Really good question. We can talk an hour about it, but actually I want to answer like this. In genetics, fitness is how a human being or animal, whoever, adapt to the environment to reproduce yourself. I think, I strongly believe it's almost the same. So you have to live in the way you feel good, working out, not working out, good, eat healthy, what you think is healthy for your body. So mainly listen to your body to live a good life in this world. That's simply it.
That's straightforward and simple.
Very simple, because we if you want to get into it, fitness, strength, athletic, losing weight, and every single aspect, as you said before, mm-hmm. we can really talk about it for an hour. So it's a huge argument. But simply is it. Live your life in the best way you think is for your body.
Good. And as you were mentioning now, each of us has a goal. Everybody has a role.
Yes.
And everybody, either they would like to lose by the fat or increase the muscles or increase stamina. For example, if you think about for these three main topics, right, let's start with losing body fat. What are the most successful routines that have worked?
Again, eat healthy. That's the most important part. It's not my main, competence, but nutrition, but still, losing fat is really easy. You have to earn less calories than what you eat, than what you consume during the day. But there's a proper way to do it. Losing weight is different than losing fat. That's very important that people understand. Losing weight doesn't mean losing fat, or the opposite. Because I can lose weight without losing muscles. I'm losing fat without losing muscles. So I'm not losing weight.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Yeah, that's cool.
So actually, eat healthy, have a good routine, and work out properly to your body.
So do you need to know your actually working out target?
Of course, yes.
And make it as a routine.
Exactly. For example, losing weight for me, losing fat for me is different. Different routine, way different than a guy who weighed like 150 kilos with a lot of body fat. So it's different, very different.
How about increasing the muscle, the building of muscle?
Same concept, earning calories, good calories, and work out in a certain way that allowed the muscle to grow. The most important part is mechanical tension about the muscles, or a recent paper said is pure strength that helps to gain muscles.
What do you mean pure strength?
Working out, reaching the strength, not volume. Example, mm-hmm. Reaching strength means the repetition not more than 6 to 8, mm-hmm. Instead of volume. Bodybuilders mm-hmm. always do more than 12, 13, mm-hmm. or max as I can. Or they
can. So repetitions to 6 to 8.
For strength with certain amount of kilos on the barbell or mm-hmm. yeah. lifting certain amount of kilos. Bodybuilding is more volume, so mm-hmm. more than 12.
But at the same time, increasing the strength, it's yes, building up is the part to do, but the strength is also
over. Yes.
Change the everyone.
In my opinion, strength is the base of everything.
How about stamina?
stamina is a bit different. It's a bit more difficult because it's a complexity of cardiovascular and muscular movement. So, for example, running is not stamina. Running is more cardiovascular. If you put also muscular, it's like lifting weight for a long time. So do an exercise with weight for a long time. And the best part is, of course, without strength, you cannot build stamina because you cannot use your muscles for a long time. And plus, you have to add cardiovascular. So the combination of those, you build stamina.
Can we summarize all this three at once, right? Like, for example, this food, right? It's to be able to go through this healthy or fit life, the first, you really control or reach out to your optimum body weight.
Yeah.
Right. Then increase the strength.
Yes.
And then we will be able to increase your stamina.
Yes. Stamina, let's take it apart because it's really, it's also about genetics.
Yeah.
Because I can have white fiber or white twitch or red twitch. It's more specific. Okay. Body fat and strength, it goes together. Because in the moment I want to lose fat, I have to lift weights. Lifting weights, I build strength. So it's kind of all together.
So you are now also learning or training around all the four pillars of Joy to Being. And might and energy are the pillars of Joy to Being when it comes to fitness. Why do you feel the mind and energy pillars are important for overall well-being and longevity?
First, I love the well-being four pillars, really good, especially mind and energy. Why? Because training the mind, I mean, living a good life that helps us to have a mindset, so no complaining, no problems, all good, help us to reach energy. Because if my mind is not on the point, like set up, I cannot have energy because all the energy is spent to set the mind, right? Mm-hmm. So it's all combined to have a good life.
Tell us more about your journey. What was the most interesting experience you have had, say, one of your guests, client before?
In general. Good question. I was a long journey and complicated, beautiful, because I was a pro athlete. I studied. I lived in 3-4 cities around Italy. I think I want to say two things. First one, when one of my athletes, because I usually work with athletes, won the world championship. So it's really good to be a trainer of a world championship. Really good. Second one, in general, there's no one client. When people leave my session learning something, I train athletes or normal people, let's say normal, like amateur, and just lifting weights or do something. But the most successful thing for me is when somebody leave my session, tell me, oh, I learned something today. Just a small tip. I don't care. Just one. That's the most successful thing for me.
Perfect. And finally, right? What do you think of our philosophy of finding joy in weightlessness? What does it mean to you?
Okay. I have an answer. Like everyday life. I lift a lot of weights.
Okay.
And for me, that moment is exactly the point when my mind is only focused on that, lifting that amount of weight on the movement without thinking about problems, without thinking about work, without thinking about anything else instead of that one. It's like meditation.
Mm-hmm.
But my meditation is lifting weight or do something like running, sprinting, whatever. When I get upset, I go running, I go lifting weight. All the problem goes away.
So that's what makes you weightless. And you're being
that's the point. And summarize my way of fitness is mentally, energy, and everything is lifting weight, do something, do some activity. But it doesn't mean that the only one or the right one, that's mine.
Yeah. And especially when you look into all four pillars of Joy Being, Paul, sometimes also our guest asks, right, the whole program, what do we have? Actually, we cannot put anyone under one pillar. It's always change to every individual.
Of course.
Every individual's, yours is different, mine is different. We can be maybe go through the Mind Health program, but the still approach should be different because the same program might affect different to me or the mind different to you.
Totally agree.
Yes. Thank you, Andrea, for being part of the Joy Voices podcast today.
And chatting.
Looking forward to have you all in the next episode of our podcast.